College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rapping about the Jack Flaherty signing and whether you are satisfied. And I've brought a few things to the table, which is, look, I love the move. As Rico put it, 1 out of 100 times do you trade a guy and get him back. You won the trade with the Dodgers in that you still made the playoffs. You got a guy who's going to platoon it short for you, plus a top 100 prospect. Then you get the guy back, and it's not on a 5-year, $100 million deal, because I don't think anybody wanted to pay Flaherty that. I told you last year, those reports about the Yankees and the physicals, those are real. This guy was getting injections to pitch. But 1-year deal for $25 million with an opt-out, to me, it's perfect. And it elevated the payroll to a point where, no, they're not quite league average, but at least they're not down at 25, 23.
They're not poverty.
Yeah, they're up to 17. And they spent $8 million on Tommy Kahnle. Now, you don't have to love Cobb or you don't have to love Glaber, but collectively, did they get better? Yes. And they're starting. Look, the Flaherty thing is the first thing I went, you know what? Now they're serious about winning this year. Everything else to me was more wait for the kids. Flaherty's about winning now.
Yeah.
Do you need another? Do you need Bregman? I don't, because I'm not yelling about the Bregman thing, because I can totally understand the team side. There's some things in that profile where I go, oh boy, I don't know. This year, I think you'll be okay, but man, you sign a guy to a 5-year deal and he goes bad after two.
You're looking at the Javi deal. You're looking at the tail end of Miggy. That's what you're looking at.
You got to be careful on this one. It would be amazing if they could get him on a Matt Chapman type deal with opt-outs after every season. You pray to God he pops and gets the hell out of here. But let's go to the people. We got a lot of ground to cover today. Yes, we're doing this at 4. Because I have a take on this Luka thing that I haven't heard on the station yet. And we got to do it. We have to. Let's go to Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, what's going on?
Hey, before I get on Flaherty here, I looked at the Michigan State basketball score late last night, and I had the vision of Rico sitting in a middle seat in the back of a red eye from L.A. eating a sad piece of pizza out of his tailgate bag.
It did not happen, I promise.
He did not go to L.A.
Please tell me to do that. Okay.
No, I did not. I said if I was going to L.A., I was staying out there, and I would have stayed for the UCLA game as well. So I'm here. I didn't go.
Okay, good.
I got to eat sad pizza at home.
Well, that's probably good. Although Calipari erupt would have been kind of fun. But I'm feeling better about the Flaherty signing. My issue is that like 30% of this salary spend that the Tigers have is Baez and Kenta Maeda. So like, are they at 17th in payroll? Yeah, but they haven't locked up Scooble. I don't need them to sign Bregman, but like, I'd love to see them flip a couple of these prospects for a competent third baseman that's not, you know, a Frankenstein over there. I'm not asking for that much. Just like, give me a little more something than this, and I'm at like a B-plus right now.
That's where I'm at. I'm a B-plus. Yeah, and again, without Flaherty, it was a C-plus. It was just not acceptable. Now, I mean, Harrison, do you believe they're a playoff team? Do you believe they're the favorites in the AL Central? I do.
Yeah, I'm there. The one thing is, maybe I'm greedy, but do I think that this roster can sneak, you know, a best out of seven away from the Yankees?
No.
And my answer is still no.
No.
And to me, this is basically the Seattle Mariners East.
See, I don't know. Because, see, I think with Flaherty, you give yourself a shot with the Yankees. A shot. That it's not just, okay, we can bank on Scooble, and then after that, we got nothing. Okay, if Flaherty can get hot, or the 1-2 matchup like that.
All right, I'll live with that rationale.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can, but you had no shot last year.
That's how I feel about the Dodgers. I just feel like, what's the point of any of this? Can they go play in their own league? Aren't there a group of aliens with a payroll of $500 million then go play? Jesus. They make the Yankees feel cheap. Go to Garrett, 97.
They're called the Mets.
Garrett, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, it's been a minute, my friend. Hopefully you're doing well. You and Rico, I was envisioning, I was watching the game, MSU game on Saturday. I was envisioning they were going to cut over to Rico, dapping up Magic as he's sitting there, dapping up Gilbert's kid.
He was actually sitting with Magic Johnson. It was a real gala event. What do you make of Flaherty?
Yeah, I'm on board, man. I was kind of like you in thinking, okay, a lot of the moves didn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense to some instance, and I've wrapped my head around the fact that it's better to have pitching depth than not. I mean, because right now you have 6-7 pitchers on the rotation, if you will, if you factor in Mize. I know Brant Hurt or whatever, he's probably a minor league guy, may end up in Toledo, but you have to at least factor in what he did when he was with the Tigers. Obviously, Maeda, but I think this is what really set it off. Would I love Bregman? Sure. I'd love to, honestly, Mike, I want to throw a name out there to you, see what you like with the baseball side of things. At third, if they can't get Bregman, I'd love to get Ryan McMahon from the Rockies. He is 30, but he's got 2 years left before he hits free agency. He's on a cheap contract, decent glove. He might only hit you 20 bombs and maybe 75 ribbies, but decent bat, can pick it at third. And
he's their type of player.
Somebody to look at.
No, he's their type of player. I mean, look, Garrett, you're looking at it through the appropriate lens if you're trying to be accurate, which is they believe they can moneyball their way to doing this. That's their type of guy. So
I think that's still my only concern is that, sure, I'm happy with Scooble, I'm happy with Flaherty, and I'm happy with Reese Olson if he can find magic in a bottle again, right? If he can find those 3 months what he had last year. Jackson Jobe should be on the roster, but he still has to earn it. But it's like outside of those – for the number five pitching spot, like I'm not excited about any of that, and I'm not supposed to be, but it's like I kind of want to see Scott Harris and his team use some of those pieces to maybe make either a minor move to make a bat if they do sign Bregman, or if they don't sign Bregman, go out, get two bats of some of those pitchers and maybe a prospect you got.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'd be at a B with you, Mike. I would be, and I think that's where I'm at, but I'm also – this has me reinvested in this team again. It really does.
Yeah, I think this is the separator. If they didn't bring in a Flaherty or bring in an Alonso or bring in a Bregman, one of those names we talked about last week, I was all out. I mean, I'm bored by it. Don't waste our time. But by doing this, I do think it you walk through that threshold of unserious to serious, at least about winning your division, at least about keeping the momentum of last year going. And to what Rico said, guys, I think there's a lot of value in what you said. If you go into any playoff series and you got Scooble and Flaherty, and it's the best of the best, you absolutely can believe in your heart you could go up 2-0 in a series. Mm-hmm. I will say yes.
A 5-game series, you're golden. A 7-game series, you have a shot.
You do. You do. Now again, if it goes, bleep up.
Without having to rely on pitching chaos to bail you out and win 3 of these games.
That's nonsense. But if Flaherty gets hurt, it's the risk. There's a reason he's still available. There's a reason he didn't get 8 at 220 like Max Fried. Like, there's a reason he's sitting here. There's a reason Jack Flaherty said, I think, 10 days ago, why does nobody love me?
Hey, but here's the thing. But he has a history working
here
with Fetter.
Yes.
That, you know what? Maybe he can come back here and it'll just keep working.
Let's go to Max and then we're moving on. Max, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? I like the Flaherty thing. I do. As far as Bregman, I could take it or leave it. And then I'm going to go to the home opener this year. If Baez is playing in the home opener, I feel like there should be someone at the gate just giving everybody the finger and saying "F you." And that's how it's going to go. Like, that's what I expect if I see Baez playing the home opener.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. And I don't have a problem saying it. Like, yeah, the Baez thing would send a god-awful message to this fan base.
They can't buy him out because they spent all their money building the secret society seating behind home plate. So.
No, you just – listen – the bottom line is you can do all of it, but I'm with Rico. You can just pay the guy to stay away.
Yeah.
You don't play him.
You Allen Iverson him. There's your money. Do what you want. Just don't show up to the park.
Oh, I was going to say
no.
What?
No. Okay. No.
All right.
No. I already knew where you were going with that.
David, I just got scolded.
No, you didn't.
I say yes.
No, you didn't.
We will get a football today. Next.